This is The Huddle with Dave Wyman, Michael Bumpus, Stacey Ross, and joining us right now, Phil Haynes. Phil, I know it was not the week one that you guys wanted, but if I know anything about Pete Carroll and this team, something tells me you've already kind of dove back into to the week, turning things around. There was Tell the Truth Monday, and now you guys are moving on. So what was on the template for today? I mean, what was the plan? What are you guys looking at?
I think our biggest goal is just to be ourselves. What we did last week really wasn't us. So just taking advantage of the opportunities that we have to go out and play well as a team to, you know, go out and win the NFC West, you know what I mean? And then eventually see what we do, you know what I mean? That's our goal, just to be ourselves.
Man, I think I always show the big some love. People don't realize how difficult your job is, right? I'm a receiver, so on the outside, it's like a cover three is cover three, four is four, one is one. You guys are going to see a different box this week. How does the preparation change when you go from one type of box to a different type of box?
Man, it's tough. I'm not going to lie. It's tough just trying to get the IDs, everybody on the same page, because it's a small margin of error down in there. So just making sure, I don't know. Detroit's a little bit different style, but they're similar to our defense. So it's easier in that aspect for this week.
Yeah, and then every week you go, from Aaron Donald to McNeil. And, I mean, it's but what do you see different? And do you see, the same sort of quality in a guy that's really good, or are there different styles and things like that that you have to adjust to every week?
Yeah, I think there's some similarities. I mean, the elite guys are – obviously, there's some similarities how they beat blocks, but there's also different guys, big guys like McNeil, who just strong and they're stout, you know what I mean? So there's just, I mean, everybody's a little different. Just kind of figure out where you fit in.
What are the OL meetings like with, knowing that Abe isn't going to be there? Obviously, he's on IR out for 4 weeks. TBD about Charles. Now you guys have a new face with Jason Peters. Have you met Jason yet, by the way?
Yeah.
What's he like?
Man, he's... The old soul, man.
I thought you were just gonna say old.
old soul. He's still young.
Tell. Phil.
But he came in. I mean, great outfit. Love it. I mean, got the hat on. OG. He's OG.
The hat too.
Yeah.
Wow.
OG.
What are I asked Boye kind of the same question but different. Since you've been in the league for a little bit longer, what's like an essential when you travel? Are you like a bring your own pillow type of dude? Or are you like, what's something you need when you hit the road?
See, for us offensive guys, you got to get headphones, because the defense was always chirping. On planes, you're just trying to sleep after a game. Even just before, you're just like, man, they just won't shut up.
Get the noise canceling?
Got to.
Yeah.
Got to.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I witnessed that with Reek Woolen. Yeah. Like when we were in Germany last year on the bus.
Yeah.
We had a 20-minute ride. He talked the entire way.
Can't do it, man. I can't do it.
You think that's a defensive thing?
It's definitely a defensive thing.
More than offense?
For sure.
Yeah. Who's smarter, offensive players or defensive players?
Hey, man, I don't have the answer to that. You already know the answer.
He's trying to be respectful is what he's trying to do. That's a team-first answer, Wyman.
Yeah, O-line are the smartest guys on the team. The O-line, they're the smartest.
How about this? Who's the quietest guy on the team, offense or defense, and who's the loudest?
Quietest guy on the team?
Quietest guy on the team, where you're like, yeah, he might talk when he needs to, but he's so low-key that, like...
I'm going to go...
Might be you.
I mean, I'm up there, but I think Damian Lewis is the quietest.
Oh, yeah. Now, who's on the opposite end of the spectrum?
Man, I'm going to go with DT. Man, he's so loud. He's always talking. This is the thing, though. He brings energy to the team.
Yeah.
That's his thing. Plays his
role. He's got quite a dynamic personality.
Yeah.
Like, I see him on the road, and, he's all dressed up and everything, and... I just shorts and t-shirt, right? Are you that kind of guy?
I am, yeah. I mean, sometimes you want to dress up, but most of the time it's comfort, you know?
Yeah.
How's Andy as your coach, man? This is what, his second or third year in the position that he's in? And, you know, as we look as you guys, as players, how you guys grow every year, how has Andy grown over the years?
You just see the maturity of the O-line coach. I think year one, he was trying to figure some stuff out. We were all trying to figure it out together. Mm-hmm. But now you can tell he has that confidence, that swagger, you know what I mean? He always talks about that, and he's trying to convey that to us, that we, you know, be more like him, you know what I mean? So just having that confidence, I can tell he's grown a lot in the position.
I was always jealous of the offensive line a little bit, just because they're such a tight group.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I always say they're bonded by misery, because you guys don't ever get any credit unless the only time anybody notices is if you give up a sack or you get a penalty or something like that. But no, it was always a good group. And tell us about this group. You talk a little bit about Damian, but you know, some of the other personalities and how the young guys are fitting in and things like that.
I mean, I think it's different than most of the lines I've been around because we've been so old. But this, I don't want to say old part, yeah. But we're just so young, and you know, like we don't have family, so we all hang out together, and we all just we want to do stuff outside the building with each other. So it makes us well, like close knit.
There's no way you guys go out in public and people don't stop and notice y'all. You got all that height and weight. Do you guys go out in public and do people like just stare and be like, who are these dudes?
Yeah, they're like, oh, like y'all have to play football. And I'm like, actually, we're competitive tennis. And I'm like,
all right. I think that'd be great. I see now this is the thing is when you go out to restaurants, I know that the waiters are like, that's my table.
Yeah,
you know they're going to eat and they're pro players.
And that tip's looking good. That's exactly what it is. Phil, obviously, the offense didn't really get much of a shot to do much of anything in the second half. And we've been talking all week about it being really uncharacteristic because we feel like you do, right? Like our expectations were so different. We were really surprised. I'm sure you guys also left going like, well, that's not us. Like you said, that's not who we are. What do you think, you know, kind of went on to some of that second half? Is it things just weren't functioning? How did it feel out there?
I just felt like we were on the same page as the offense. And we just weren't beating ourselves. We were beating ourselves too. And not we weren't making the plays that we should have been making. And guys, and I mean, I'll be the first guy to say it, but like I wasn't my best self. And everybody, I mean, a lot of people could say that. So
you were that was pretty exciting this offseason. You signed a big contract and everything. And you know, John Schneider, I think we recorded an interview with him right after he signed you, and he was fired up. He was excited. But how cool was that for you, that offseason?
Man, it's been awesome. Just it's been different, too, because, I mean, before we signed JP, I was one of the older guys in the room, just trying to step into more of a leadership role and trying to motivate guys and keep guys playing hard. I mean, that's the thing, just playing hard, playing to their ability, getting better every day. So that's just it's been a crazy whirlwind for me.
Well, congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Man, I would assume that coming in on Monday, there was a feeling of, oh, man, you know, we let one get away. But you guys got to flip that switch pretty quickly. How what's Pete Carroll's approach when it comes to making sure you guys acknowledge that we didn't have our best game, but now it's time to move on and get to work?
Man, I think Pete does the best job out of any coach, I think, I've been around. Tell the truth Monday, like y'all said, and come in. It's competition Wednesday. You don't worry about what you did last week. It's about us. And just go out there and compete against the first team defense.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I noticed that Pete has like a guy, I think it's Ivan, the strength coach, who's like a big dude. And he's holding Pete
like
back
his get
now.
Back guy.
Because I remember Robert Saleh, that was the thing about him. I don't know if you remember that, but he had a guy that was designated to keep him from running on the field. And so Pete has that guy. I mean, can you believe that guy is 72 years old, I think? And it's amazing but did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we noticed that. I mean, Ivan definitely has the hardest job on the field that day. I mean, kudos to him. It's a hard job.
Just walking behind Pete, just take a breath, man. You know, here, have more gum.
He was like grabbing him around like the hips. And
I forget what the moment was that Pete was so fired up about, but he was heated. He was ready to jump out there. It might have been a really exciting moment. But
now, Pete can get after officials, like the side judge and everything. And he's cool about it and everything, but I love seeing him get after those guys. And everybody thinks, oh, he's a nice guy, new age coach, this and that, but he's still pretty old school, and he'll get after people, right?
No, we love him. I mean, we love playing for him. We see it just on the sidelines. We're like, man, we want to play for this guy. Yeah, I mean,
that's cool. Awesome to hear. He is Phil Haynes, and you, the rest of the offense, the rest of this team, have a very busy week before you hit the road for a busy road trip to Detroit. So we appreciate your time. We really do appreciate you taking time out from a busy week. Thanks so much,
Phil.
Thank you.